is Don Reese. It's 425 and 68 degrees. This is Don Reese. I'll have details on more in just a moment.
This Pulse Beat Report, a service of the new Suburban Pharmacies.
A showdown is imminent between the U.S. and Russia over President Kennedy's warning aimed at ending the Soviet arms buildup in Cuba. Some 20 communist ships are reported steaming for Cuba, and a U.S. fleet stands ready with orders to halt and search them and sink them if necessary. Late word here in Washington, officials say they know the location of the 20 communist ships reported approaching Cuba. They say the Navy is keeping a watchful eye on those vessels. The Soviet Union reacted to President Kennedy's stand by terming it a step along the road to unleashing a thermonuclear war, and replied to his doctrine that a nuclear attack by Cuba anywhere in the hemisphere would be considered an attack by Russia, by warning Russia would answer with a violent retaliation if the U.S. started a war. The Soviet military canceled all leaves, halted discharges of key men, and called a meeting of communist Warsaw Pact officers. Cuban Premier Castro put his nation on a war footing, alerting all units of the nation's armed forces. The Allies rallied behind the United States for the explosive Cuban situation. Area civil defense agencies reported that they are being swamped with calls. He urged the public not to panic, but to stock 2 weeks' supply of food and water.
This Pulse Beat Report, a service of the new Suburban Pharmacy.
At 4:30. From WPGC Morningside, WPGC-FM Oakland, that's the news. Here's the music. This is Don Reese. It's 455, 65 degrees. Havana, Cuba charges the U.S. with an act of war. Moscow, Russia makes bitter charges against the U.S. England, Britain backs the U.S. stand and orders full support at the U.N. Atlantic, U.S. vessels deploy through the Caribbean, and Soviet ships are reported steaming toward Cuba.
Bulletins at any moment. Next Pulse Beat Report at 25 past.
Naturally.
This is Don Reese. It's 525 United Nations. The United States charged in the UN this afternoon that Russia has transformed Cuba into a base for offensive weapons of sudden mass destruction. The Soviet Union charged that the blockade is a violation of international law and a ruse to cover up U.S. aggression against Cuba. I'll have more news in just a moment.
This Pulse Beat Report, another WPGC public service feature.
The Kremlin military machine is on alert, as are Cuban and U.S. forces.
The nation's civil defense organization stepped up activity in preparation for possible nuclear attack. Hinges on the outcome of the Russian-American showdown in the Caribbean, which reportedly isn't too far away. From WPGC Morningside, WPGC-FM Oakland, that's the news. Here's the music. This is Don Reese. It's 7:25.
Brought to you by the U.S. Army and your favorite station.
Washington, the United States, and Russia are headed into a possible military showdown. Some 20 communist ships are steaming toward the Caribbean, where a U.S. fleet is pledged to halt and search all Cuban-bound vessels. At least 40 American ships and 20,000 men are in that particular area. Eastern Seaboard garrisons and America's Guantanamo Bay Naval Base are on the alert. If Soviet vessels refuse to halt for a search, U.S. warships are under orders to sink them.
This Pulse Beat Report, another WPGC public service feature.
From WPGC Morningside, WPGC-FM in Oakland, Maryland, that's the news. Here's the music.
Hey, nighttime is the right time for the Don Pee Wee Reese Late Late Date Show.
WPGC-FM, it's the Night Creature. Yeah. Don Pee Wee Reese with a late date show.
I say, old bean.
This is Wednesday, October the 24th, 1962.
This is Jerry Gahn. It's 10:25 and 41 degrees. This just in, repeating the bulletin of a few moments ago to Pulse Beat News Control.
The United States officially imposes its blockade of Cuba. Russian ships steam on toward Castro's Island with reportedly no intentions of turning back. Washington, official Russian sources say President Kennedy has received a message from Premier Khrushchev charging the United States Cuban blockade runs the risk of touching off a nuclear war. This is Don Reese. It's 2:26 and currently 71 degrees. In the news from the White House, President Kennedy welcomes as statesmanlike decision the announcement by Soviet Premier Khrushchev that he will remove his missiles from Cuba. The Khrushchev concession, contained in a letter to Mr. Kennedy, said the Soviet leader has ordered his officers in Cuba to dismantle Russian missiles and ship them back to Russia under international supervision. The Premier said he was acting out of respect and trust for Mr. Kennedy's statement that the United States would not invade, nor let others invade Cuba if the missiles were withdrawn under supervision. Even as the Kremlin appeared to back down on its heretofore tough Cuban stand, the Defense Department said that America's military alert will continue. From WPGC FM Oakland, that's the news. Now more of the Milt Grant Show.
Here's the Milt Grant Show Big Bomb of the Week. You never heard it so bad.